Blog Talk. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, everybody. You beautiful people. We are the Best People We Know listening and on this show today. And it is my privilege and honor to be able to bring you these amazing people doing amazing things. And they get up close and personal with us. And you can meet them live, you can talk to them on air. What a great opportunity. So bring your friends, tell your friends, get us on iTunes, mark us as a favorite so you don't miss a show. Even though we are airing on Tuesdays and Thursdays on a regular basis, and my goodness, we're booked into June now, I'm going to have to go into July, sometimes we can get people that are super awesome, and you know their schedules are so busy to fit themselves into a show, we have to add days. And today is one of those days with our guest, Sonia. And she has 30 minutes. She's able to get on with us on the air for, you know, a half an hour, and that's a big deal. So mark us as a favorite, and then you'll get those worry-free updates. And today I am just on fire. This girl is phenomenal, and she is going to get you on fire, too. At the end of these 30 minutes, you're going to be like, we're going to have to get a little string on your feet to keep you on ground, because you're going to be lighter than air and ready to charge and do anything and overcome any obstacle. And that's what we're about. And Sonia Swinton, oh, my goodness. This girl, if you look at her picture, and she's won Beauty Queen Awards. She's absolutely gorgeous on the outside. But I think, more important, she is beautiful on the inside. So today she's going to share her success secret for staying beautiful inside and out. And we all should know how to do that, because we're all unique and created for a specific reason and purpose in the divine plan. Let me tell you a little bit about Sonia before we bring her on. Sonia is a successful national award-winning author of Star Power, Internet Celebrity Success Advertising, Marketing, and Promoting to the Entertainment Industry on the Internet, and she's an entertainment marketing entrepreneur. So she's going to really share how to start your own business and what's involved in that and some of the obstacles that she encountered and how to overcome them. Is this not a gift today? Go call a friend. Okay, she is publisher of Internet Celebrity TV Magazine and Radio. This is a phenomenal magazine. It is so fantastic. It's online. You can buy it right there online, and I'll give those websites to you later, but it's really a great magazine, really classy. And her radio show, which is here on Blog Talk Radio, that you can listen to. It's a popular national quarterly entertainment digital publication and radio show for the aspiring professional entertainer in the fields of fashion, film, TV, music, and sports. Yes, she is with all the red carpet people in the world. The highly acclaimed publication features the Academy Awards, Oscars, Emmys, Grammys, and other national and international events. Her company, Swinton International Enterprises, is a dynamic interactive advertising and marketing agency that focuses on national clientele of up-and-coming entertainers as well as high-profile celebrities. Sonia's expertise is in entertainment marketing for the major and independent film and music recording industries. In spring of 2011, she will kick off her first Internet Celebrity TV Magazine and Radio Show 10-City Tour for the marketing and promotion of her magazine and radio show. Swinton travels extensively to conduct workshops in entertainment marketing and promotions for independent film and music producers at international film and music festivals for aspiring authors, recording artists, and fashion models. For more information on the 10-City Tour, you can email Sonia at info@internet-celebrity.com, www.internet-celebrity.com. And for the radio show, you can log on to blogtalk.com. radio and you want to put in after the dash celebrity underscore magazine hyphen TV. And you can also check out the Royal Swinton Society, which she's going to tell us about, at royal-swinton-society.org. And we are so excited to have you with us today. Sonia, hello, are you there?
Hi, Deb. How are you today, my girl?
You, I'm feeling the love because you are so, you just radiate so much goodness. You're just such a classy lady, and you are such a hard worker, and you give us so much inspiration. The world needs more mentors like you, and I really want to thank you for coming on and sharing your shine on the show. You're just really great. So,
First of all, Miss Deb, you know, I'm honored and truly excited to be with you because, you know, I am a fan of your Best People We Know radio show and a big fan of your book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue. Turn your glass down, world side up. You know, girl, I love that book.
Well, I really appreciate it. And so for those people listening, I did not set that up for her to say that. I just want you to know that was just all from the heart. But the shameless plug, I will take it. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. I really do. I do appreciate it. I put my, you know, heart into the book, and I try to put my heart in everything I do to really make a difference. And, you know, I really appreciate you saying that. And the show is new for me. I'm not an expert celebrity like you, but I just love it. I love meeting and getting people on. I mean, this is so great. People can call into you, speak to you. You're a busy lady, and you're in the fast lane, and this is just a great gift for people to be able to speak with you. So if you have a question for Sonia, get it in the chat room or call 347-637-1318 and press 1 for the host. Sonia, inquiring minds want to know, how did you get started with this magazine and internet radio show?
Well, you know, Deb, first of all, as a university queen, the theme of my crowning or my coronation was beauty and wisdom among the stars. You know, little did I know, at the time, the prophetic theme would ring true for my future. You know, I actually got started 25 years ago in 1985 while covering an entertainment, military newspaper as a photojournalist, and I got the opportunity to meet entertainer Bob Hope. You know, he was performing a comedy routine at one of the USOs in Okinawa, Japan, and I was in the Marine Corps as a photographer, and he sounded really encouraging by performing for the overseas military soldiers and families. You know, he inspired me to put forth the effort to do entertainment and fashion shows for the military community. And I became a director of Military Entertainment Association in Okinawa, Japan. You know, Deb, you know, I began sponsoring with my own money now pageants and things like that at the USO for charity fundraisers. You know, my organization was kind of like award-winning Touch of Elegance Fashion Review Group, and some dancers who performed for the Marine Corps based in Quantico, Virginia, and on military installations all over Okinawa, Japan. Well, first of all, let me tell you about Japan. I went kicking and screaming because I was scared to death to go over there. I don't know the language, so therefore, you know, I was scared to death. Well, anyway, I would give all the credit first for the fashion to my mom, Lynetta. You know, I feel that none of this fashion business could have not been coming to light without her efforts. You know, my mom is a fashion expert, really. My mom graduated from fashion design school in Chicago, Illinois, and worked with top New York City fashion designer for a clothing line for Neiman Marcus. And she also designed authentic clothing and period costumes for actors of the Arkansas Museum of Science and History. So she knows a lot about fashion. I really know nothing of fashion, but I wore all of her fashions starting in kindergarten. Well, how I got started was basically I would just send off, you know, freely, you know, to the Okinawa Japan Today television show, and I would send out press releases. All this, Deb, was done in volunteering. And I came back to the States, and I started volunteering for local broadcast awards. And, you know, the rest is history.
Unbelievable. What a story. I mean, and you know, for me, you know, having read my book, that I believe in volunteering, that you always give more than you get.
So
and that
lovely.
Whole idea of the, yes. And you're here telling us that you were doing from your heart your passion. You got it from your mom. She was your mentor. And
yes.
meeting Bob Hope, overcoming your fears going to Japan. But what you did is you took all that, all those talents and treasures and gifts and passions and enthusiasm, and you gave back. You volunteered. And then when you gave, the irony and paradox was that's when you really exploded in your career. I just love your – you're so – powerful in your testimony, because there's somebody listening right now that has a fear, and they can hear, well, you didn't know the language when you went to Japan, but still you went, you overcame your fear, you met people, you took the lessons from people that you met, like Bob Hope, or especially your mother, and you went and you volunteered, you gave what you had, and that's something that we can all listening look at in our life if we have a job or a career, you know, to go ahead and just step out one step at a time. I mean, Sonia, your story is so powerful. I love it.
You know, first of all, let me tell you, my major challenge was fear and apprehension of failure. You know, the second challenge has been absolutely no experience in the field of business or professional entertainment, Deb. But let me tell you something. As a child, I was terribly fearful of absolutely everything and everyone. Did you know that you cannot love people when you are in fear of others? But you know that already. You know, I failed at a lot of jobs, and I was fired for jobs that I was good at some times that I decided to wear pink when I received my pink slip from my former employers. You know what? I was going to go out in style. So if they're going to give me a pink slip, I'm going to wear pink. And that's the attitude I had to conjure up in order to overcome some of the obstacles of job loss.
You know, I just want to pause for a minute here, because I think it's really powerful, especially in today's economy, Sonia. People that are really competent and really qualified maybe are
right.
getting those pink slips. I know.
Absolutely.
Hey, I've experienced it. Yeah, right? I mean, actually, I don't think that you're really making a difference in the world and doing a great job if you're not, you know, just making some waves and getting a pink slip. To me, you're not really making anything happen if you haven't been fired at least once in your career, right?
Absolutely. I was collecting those pink slips, so therefore I had a wardrobe to fit it. You know, it's all good there.
I know, and I think that you know, there is pain is not pointless. There is something good that comes out of those situations where we feel like, you know, somebody's putting us down. That's when we can really step into our greatness. So, again, that green sky, blue, you know, bluegrass, we got to turn it around. And those experiences that you had, those things that were, you know, that fear that you had or the people putting you down, that didn't stop you. You overcame it. And I know that you have a big story for us on love that I really want to get into. But before we get to that with the listeners, you know, I think that you have something to share that people need to hear. And that is the obstacles that you could have faced or maybe perhaps did face. And I'd like you to share if you did. You know, did you experience any gender issues or racial issues that, you know, could have hindered you from living your dream and your God-given plan?
You know, Deb, I'm sure there were some concerns by others, but I completely ignored them. Early on in my career, you know, I concentrated on developing a thick skin to rejection and negative people. And let me tell you, so I joined the Marine Corps right after I got a master's degree, but that's a long story short. I felt that I could strategically perfect an attitude of fearless determination and perseverance. Oh, by the way, I was totally scared to death, and my family was scared to death for me. As a matter of fact, I put myself in the Marine Corps because I knew I had too many fears to go through life with being miserable.
Unbelievable. I mean, what you really are telling us listening today is, hey, acknowledge your fears, be aware of them, acknowledge that they're there, but step into them. Step into your fear and embrace it. And you went into the Marine Corps to say, listen, this is where I have fears and this is a way to overcome it.
Yes.
I love it. You are so awesome.
Yes.
You're my hero, Sonia.
Deb, I was scared to death, but I knew I had to do some research. And, you know, I got a scholarship to Penn State, but it was like this. I really did not want to go into fitness, but that paid the college bill. I actually wanted to be a photographer and did not have a background in it. So I said, I need to overcome my fear of going into the career field, and I need to do some research. So the Marines allowed me to do research and do photography that I loved, and I did a very good job in the Marine. They wanted to keep me there, but I was only there for 4 years. But I loved every minute of it because I had a great job and had some great people and mentors behind it. But like I said, I had to overcome those many fears that I had of people, places, and things.
Yeah, you know, and the other, and I hope it's, I mean, people listening, it's important for them to also know that here you are doing, you know, you have your master's degree, you're in the Marine Corps, you're a publisher of a magazine, and, you know, you fight dyslexia. And
yes.
a lot of people might say, well, you know, I can't do something with writing, or I can't do something with speaking, or I can't do something in the media field or entertainment industry, or start my own business or get a master's degree because I have an obstacle such as dyslexia or a fear. And you're here to say, no, that is not going to stop you. If God put that dream in your heart to do this, then you have got to share your shine with the world. And where there's the will, there's the way. And you're proof positive that it can happen. I mean, it's just amazing what you've done.
Well, you know, Deb, as a child, they sent me to remedial reading classes. Therefore, for a long time, I had a problem with oral reading. So now I was thrown into going ahead and speaking in front of people. I had a terrible fear of speaking in front of people. It was awful.
Wow, and look at you now. You are just, you are the crown jewel. You are unbelievable. So, you know, that's what I love about this show is, you know, I think it's like the 4 minute mile. When you know that you have somebody else who's done it, then you can have the confidence and the inspiration to achieve the vision as well. And that's why having you on the show, and please share this show with other people. Email Sonia, check out her magazine, listen to her radio show, because when you surround yourself with people, places, and things that have what you want, it will naturally be a fragrance that surrounds you too. And the world needs good mentors. And for anybody listening today, if you have a friend that's discouraged, maybe depressed, down and out, thinking that they can't still be everything they want to be, listen to Sonia's story. Look what she's done with her life and follow her example. And that's what we need to really be, you know, putting on social media, stories like yours instead of some of the other stuff that I see flying around. You know, we need the good vine vitamins. But listen, I know you don't have a lot of time for us, and I really, you know, because I know you're super busy, but I really want to get in what you're doing so that people may be able to hook up with you and meet you. You're doing a spring tour real soon here, and I'm just wondering if you can tell us about some of your goals that you're looking forward to accomplishing on the tour for the Celebrity Magazine and Radio Show.
Sure. Now, Deb, the Magazine Radio Show will be touring 10 cities, and I'll be doing marketing and promotion for the, you know, my magazine and radio show. And I have had the wonderful opportunity to travel around the country and overseas, and I love to travel and meet people. So I enjoy engulfing my creative energy in solving multicultural problems of partnerships. You know, team building is everything. That is what first all I want to do. But let me tell you about my life passion. My life passion is connecting communities. I have found that the most important universal language, Deb, is L-O-V-E, love. You know what?
The love. Right. I'm loving the love, Sonia.
Yes, Deb, because, you know, by joining the business community of a multicultural, diverse team, your sincere appreciation and respect of their business expertise, the language is not a barrier to partnership, Deb. My first focus is on forming mutual partnerships. Our second focus on finding a solution to economic development for our community and our country. And, you know, my third focus is building strong and supportive relationships through family, friends, and business associates. You know, Deb, by having business associates is wonderful. But my family is everything to me, Deb.
Oh, I love that you say that about your family. And, you know, I'm going to let you continue on that thought, but I'm really excited about you telling us why you believe that love is that main key in successful business and successful business of living. And, you know, you're so good at sharing this. So, you know, tell us why we need this.
Right. You know, Deb, as I said, family is everything, but, you know, when you need a business investor, it was my family that came forward, and they have been with me ever since. You know, love is the key to open all doors because, you know, love is the universal language. And I love that her guest, Wayne Scott Lucas, said, everybody matters. That's true. Everybody matters. And, you know, he said to thank God in your heart for everything you have. And what I really loved about him is that he said, show kindness. You know, Wayne said that he was all full of himself, but he said when he messes up, he apologizes. You know, that it's hard to get people to apologize. They think they are weak when they apologize for things that sometimes they are actually, you know, set to. But you know what? Sometimes you have to apologize for things, especially for your workers, that did not mean to harm anyone, but you need to learn to apologize. But the love is the main key, Deb.
Oh, you know, and it's so beautiful to me that you have no problem expressing that in a powerful way and saying, hey, this is what you need in this is what I need in my life, and this is what's going to change yours. And it's nice that you mentioned Wayne Scott Lucas. I mean, he's a celebrity, right? Janet Jackson,
yes.
You know, Christie Brinkley. I mean, he's with all the big famous people. And I got to tell you, and he's going to be doing some work with you and going to be on your show. And I tell you, that guy is so humble, and he's coming back on the show. You know, I mean, you've got a pretty hopping chat room right now, and some lines. I got to answer some calls, but you know, he had so many people calling in. He's coming back on again March 4th, but I know he's going to be working with you and doing your show and some things in the magazine. But you know, I really love that people, especially celebrities like yourself, like him, are willing to get down to the real basics and say, hey, we're all people. We're all in the skin suit, and our color is the same under it, and we all want the same thing, and we all strive for happiness and peace, and we've had struggles. You've had struggles, but you know what? This is how we can overcome them together, and this is how you can live your best life now. And, you know, this is why I have the radio show, and I know that, you know, your platform of changing people to be their best is tremendous. And, you know, thank you so much for doing this, and I love the love. And, you know, I was just wondering, you know, I know that you say that, you know, that is the key to transcend countries, culture, politics, and religion, and so forth. But you have a society, and I don't really know a lot about this myself, so I'm excited to learn about it. But you've really bridged this passion into the Royal Swinton Society. What is that, and what are you looking to accomplish in that?
Sure, Deb. The Royal Swinton Society was formed in 2000 in Washington, D.C. as an extension of the European Swinton Family Society. You know, that organization was, you know, organized by Gary R.R. Swinton of Melbourne, Australia. The magnificent body of genealogical research that Gary provided for the future generations is tremendous. You know, I am so proud that I got the opportunity to cooperate with him before his passing away last summer of cancer. Gary Swinton Family Society has over 77,000 individuals and family branches to come together and share their genealogy for today and for future generations, Deb. That is so awesome.
Wow, that is awesome. And, you know, it's significant, but maybe just, I mean, I have my own personal opinion why that would be significant, but why don't you tell me why you know that that's significant for us?
You see, for instance, When most people go to a family reunion or a family get-together, we only hear about the immediate family. But when I visit the Swinton family branches, I am able to provide them with, look, they have history dating back since 1100 A.D., when the first Swinton branch formed in Edinburgh, Scotland, to the first African-American Swinton slave from Ghana, West Africa, when they came over here to America in 1700 to grow rice in South Carolina. Now, how did I know that? I'm not a researcher, but Gary and the family branches all got together, the Europeans got together, and they put all that information online. So there, we already have it, and it's already been documented.
That's unbelievable. And, you know, I think that part of being the best person that we're created to be, and part of what we can learn in what you just shared with us is, you know, we all have a history, and we have to learn from past mistakes to be the best that we are today. And, you know, that's where I think that we can have better practice of self-forgiveness and learn from other people, and then we can translate that into our own life, and then we don't have to repeat errors. We can grow, we can learn from others. You know, we can't live long enough to make all the mistakes ourselves, and that's where the family history can really, I think, inspire us and keep us motivated. And you know, I think it's wonderful what you're sharing here, and you know, you probably have certain goals for the Swinton Society, and maybe you could share some of those with us as well.
Now, you know, Deb, the month of February, as you know, celebrates African-American heritage experience, all thanks to the cooperation of the European and the African-American Swinton families working together in racial harmony for fulfillment of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream. His I Have a Dream speech is now a reality for the Swinton family branches. You know, Deb, I have already connected with a large portion of the Swinton family branches over a 10-year period, and through the years, I have corresponded by email, postal, phone calls. I have kept in touch by sending all types of cards and Christmas cards. But by staying in touch with all these different branches of families, from European to African-American to even Filipino, I have gotten with them, and they, you know, on Facebook have given me their information so we can share it for future generations. That's really a very great feeling inside.
Yeah, and, you know, that's another component, I think, of why, you know, you resonate such a beautiful shine in your authenticity, is you want to leave a legacy for others, you know, and I think that we have to consider the younger generation, other people, and, you know, none of us is staying, Sonia, as much as we all think we're invincible, especially when we're in our teens, you know, we think we're going to live forever, right?
Right,
we're not.
We don't have anything left. No one knows about you or whatever.
Right, and, you know, we're just here for a blink of an eye in this lifetime. And, you know, I know tomorrow, in fact, is the anniversary of my mother's passing, and she was my best friend. And you talked about your mom, and boy, do I miss my best friend. But, you know, I think that we have to sometimes think about death to live and what we're going to do here. And making every moment count. And, you know, you, I think getting your master's degree, overcoming dyslexia, you know, you were a beauty queen. You've done the celebrity magazine and the radio. But the Swinton Society, I know that really is, you know, that's your family. And that's something that brings people together in a very dynamic way. And that bonding is something that is super solid. And, you know, I just think it's a great eye-opener for us to think about how we can do this in our own lives, but we might be able to get connected with you on this. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the other national organizations, you know, that you have with this, and how you tie it into your Internet Celebrity Magazine and so forth.
Right. Yes, I have been able to coordinate workshops, parade performances, distant learning projects with the following organizations like the Scottish Parliament, Rural Television Society, the Mission American Coalition, and the European Swinton Family Society with the New York Tartans Day Organization, and the Smithsonian Institute's National Museum of African American History, which is scheduled for completion on 2015 on the Washington, D.C. Mall.
That is, wow. That is unbelievable. You go, girl. You are unstoppable. I tell you, I love it. I'm feeling like I'm going to go out and run a marathon just talking to you. Well, we've only got a few minutes left, and I really do want to have you share for the 10-city tour and the Royal Swinton Society magazine, you know, what you're going to be doing and some other things about that, because, you know, we might be able to see you across America. So do tell.
Sure. You know, in 7 days, I was able to confirm all of my travel, lodging, food for my 10-city tour. That would kick off April 1st, November 30th. You know, I will take the tour to the major metropolitan cities of Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Dallas, Texas, Detroit, New York City, of course, Little Rock and Hot Springs, Kansas City, Missouri, and Hampton and Richmond, Virginia. I plan to add more cities as the tour gain momentum. You know, this has been a strategic synergy of mutual effort on the part of my city hosts and sponsors. The tour schedule will consist of marketing and promotion of my company, providing media coverage to entertainment events, film and music festivals, family reunions, business workshops, and seminars.
That is so awesome. So we might be able to see you in some of these cities. So make sure, everybody listening, that you check Sonia on her website and you know, check in with her, connect with her on Facebook, and make sure she's on LinkedIn so that you can follow her and know when you might be able to see her live, because she is just phenomenal, and it's such a great opportunity. You know, I think that for somebody listening, you know, they've been listening to you, and maybe they're ready to start a business, maybe they want to start a business, you know, they have some obstacles, and, you know, you really resonate that there is no I in team. I mean, you just mentioned to us that you're getting together with all the city hosts, and I think that one of the most successful ingredients, besides being humble with those that we've been privileged to meet on this earth journey and earth school or so forth, you can call it whatever you want, God, universe, whatever, we're all here for a specific purpose. I truly believe that, and it's not an accident that people are listening to you today. But, you know, I think that you really, really practice gratefulness. And, you know, there's a lot of things in business and the business of living that have really catapulted you into a lasting success. So for anybody that's wanting to start out their business as an entrepreneur, what advice would you like to give them for somebody starting out today that could be listening or has a friend that they would like to share the story with?
Well, Deb, here's the secret. You know, people were never put on earth to be selfish or self-serving. We were placed here to serve others. I find that the deepest fulfillment is to serve others. I get a great joy in serving others by solving their problems. As a beginning entrepreneur, you say, my advice is to look for problems that bring you great pleasure in solving, and you will never go broke. I would like to leave them with the biblical scripture of Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and most of all, through divine wisdom and partnership with others. You will meet your divine destiny and leave your greatest legacy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, I'm supercharged. You know, Sonia, you are the real deal, and you walk your talk, and that's why I've just really been, I have been grateful that you've taken the time in your busy schedule to be on with us. I don't know. There is a call, and this caller has been waiting a long time. Can you talk to a caller? Can I take one call? Do you have time? Just a couple minutes.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to put you on air. You are live and on air, caller 111. Go ahead and speak with Sonia. Hello.
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 You're on the air with Sonia.
Hello, Deb, and to your guests. You know, some people think that life is a spectator sport, but I found that you have to get involved. So my question to your guests is, how do you get people off the sidelines and into the game?
You know what? You start in your immediate circle. You start with the people closest to you. You know, Joseph had to start with the people closest, solving their problems closest to them. So solving their problems first.
Okay. Thanks, Deb. That was a great response. And enjoying the show. Keep up the great work. And this is Wendell Watkins, Washington, D.C.
Yes,
okay.
and for all those listening, Wendell Watkins has a radio show, and he has a great service and a super book, so be sure to check him out at the Wendell Watkins Show. When are you on the air, Wendell?
Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, live.
Oh, good to meet you,
Wendell.
Hey, same here. Look forward to you when you come to the D.C. area. I really appreciate your comments and the great work that you're doing, and especially the work that Deb is doing in sharing this information.
Oh, yes.
Very useful.
Nice.
I love us. We are the best people we know.
We are.
Okay. Thanks, Wendell. Lots of love.
Thank you, Wendell.
Okay. Yeah, he's great. I tell you, I always say at every show, Sonia, I hope everybody else enjoys my radio show as much as I do. I love it.
I'm your fan.
There's just so many great people, and we need to be inspired. We need good mind vitamins. We need good mentors. We need people that are focusing on the positive. We need people that aren't afraid to share, hey, I've had some struggles, or, I've had these tragedies, but guess what? I'm still here, and, I'm still standing, Elton John used to sing. And, we are here for a reason, and to leave this earth with that fire still in us that, I had Phil Taylor on, who's Set Yourself on Fire this week, and he says, never die with that music in you, because somebody needs to hear that song, and if you don't sing it, who's going to be able to hear it? And, it's just such a gift to have you on, Sonia. I just really, really appreciate you coming and being an inspiration for everyone. And your show, give us your website, the links to your magazine, and your radio show, and the Swinton Society one more time for listeners.
Well, absolutely. Deb, if they would just log on to your show and go to your show first, they can come to my show on the radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and that would be just great with me. But you know what, Deb? You have shown your audience so much love, and we love you back.
Oh, big cyber hugs. Big cyber hugs, girlfriend.
I know that's right. That's right. And I will be coming to visit you in Boston.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun, and going to be praying for your tour, and I know it's going to be a super success. And I just, again, tell the listeners, thank you for making the show a success. We've only been on since September, and my goodness, thousands and thousands of downloads already, and we're on iTunes and making it happen. And you keep listening, you keep bringing people to listen, and I'll keep finding these great people to help you be your very best, because when you're your best, everybody else around you is at their best. So it's the most unselfish thing you can do is to be the best person you were created to be. So don't waste a minute on any of this nonsense. Listen to this show, recycle this happiness, and stay positive, because you're worth the effort. And there's nothing more exciting than the journey of discovering the amazing you. So thank you again, Sonia. Thank you for spending more time with us than you originally planned. You're a love.
All right, you too.
God bless.
God bless you too. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.